You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, eThekwini is facing a severe water crisis with new water rationing schemes set to begin, which I read could last for 7 years unless urgent action is taken. Now, despite efforts to reduce consumption, the city continues to lose more than half of its water supply due to leaks and theft. And with no major new water sources expected until after 2030, residents in Durban and businesses are being urged to use water sparingly. So today, I want to go a little more in depth into this and explore the challenges facing eThekwini and what needs to be done to secure the city's water future. And I'm joined now by Professor Faisal Bux, Director, Institute for Water and Wastewater Technology at the Durban University of Technology. Professor, good afternoon to you and a very warm welcome. These new water rationing measures that eThekwini has undertaken, what's your understanding and are they sufficient?
Thank you, Jeremy, and thank you for the opportunity. So let me give you some background at this stage. So the Department of Water and Sanitation is the custodian of water resources in South Africa. And the water utilities, in our case, Amgeni Uchukela Water, has a water use license, which actually determines how much of water they can extract from the dams. And recently, the Department of Water Sanitation asked Amgeni to reduce the volumes that they're extracting from the dams. So in turn, eThekwini be the biggest customer of Amgeni Water. So Amgeni informed eThekwini that they're going to reduce the supply by approximately, I think, 8.4%. And in turn, eThekwini has now asked the consumers, the public at large, to reduce their consumption. So that is basically the history to what is being asked of the consumers here at the eThekwini in the municipality. Yeah.
Professor, do you think these measures are going to work?
You know, the low-hanging fruit. I mean, we know very well that our non-revenue water, basically water that is lost due to leaks, due to unbilled consumption and theft of water, is sitting at approximately 54% in the municipality. So the low-hanging fruit is for us and for the municipality to address the non-revenue water rates. I mean, we're sitting with 54%, which is way more than what the national average is for non-revenue water. It is way more than what the global average is for many metros throughout the world. So in my opinion, I would say that eThekwini municipality needs to address the non-revenue water issue very urgently, put resources in place, get the skilled personnel to ensure that we plug the leaks. That should be the first thing that should have been done rather than it impacting now on the end users.
And fundamentally, Professor, it is a political issue. Do you think that the municipality, the authorities, have the capacity, the wherewithal, and even the appetite to do what you're suggesting?
Unfortunately, it doesn't look like that at this stage. There isn't any or sufficient evidence to suggest that enough is being done to solve the non-revenue water issue. And I'll give you an example. I think in around 2009, non-revenue water was sitting at 32%. Now in 2023, we're sitting at non-revenue water rates of 58%. And that is completely unacceptable. I mean, they had enough time to plan going ahead and invest resources required to fix pipes, to fix the leaks, to do adequate maintenance of the distribution networks all the way from the reservoirs up to your house. So I feel more should have been done in that regard.
Professor, leaks are one issue, but what is more concerning is the theft. How is that happening and how widespread is it?
Well, it's hard for me to comment on that aspect right now. I do not have enough data in that regard. But from according to what's being mentioned out there, 60% of your non-revenue water is largely lost because of leaks. And the balance could be attributed to unmetered billing, possibly from informal settlements and illegal connections to your water network, which is a large amount. And, clearly that needs to be addressed as well. We all say, yes, fine, non-revenue water. But also on the side of the end users, the public at large as well, there needs to be, some sort of behavioral changes on trying to reduce the water consumptions per household.
Professor, if the metro might have water rationing for the next 7 years, what does that say about long-term planning?
Certainly it's going to be substantial impact on the public at large, on the economy of the city. Tourism being a major money spinner for Durban, and it certainly is going to have substantial impact. But there are talks about the Umkomazi Dam that's been in planning stage for many, many years. And they're talking about that dam alleviating some of the water challenges that we're facing in the city. And hopefully they can expedite the construction of the dam and get it online ASAP. Certainly that will help alleviate the problems that we're facing. But major, major concern to me is the non-revenue water. We need to put adequate measures in place to ensure that that's reduced substantially so that the impact on the ground is not felt by the public at large and industry and the commerce side of the city, which is seriously could be impacted upon.
And the reality of the situation is for the foreseeable future, communities and often marginalized communities and business are going to have to respond to these restrictions. It's going to be increasingly difficult to do so. It's going to be a very, very hard time ahead.
Absolutely. You know, it's very unfortunate. I mean, I think it's going to be effective from today, the 10th of October. And I don't know, I do not have details as to how they're going to go about doing it, the logistics behind implementing these water restrictors on our meters. I do not have details on that, but certainly the impact can be substantial. Some people have been quoting like reducing volumes to 50% at your meter by putting in these restrictors. So I hope that doesn't happen, but I hope the municipality can try and reduce the impact substantially, because we'll be heading towards the holiday season as well. So indeed, it could impact.
Whichever way you look at it, it is a very serious situation for a very large and important province. Professor Faisal Bux, thank you very much indeed. Director, Institute for Water and Wastewater Technology at DUT. I do appreciate your time. Thank you.